Hidden by Barbara Taylor Bradford. Narrated by Buffy Davis. Chapter 1. Claire dressed in a hurry. If she was late, there would be questions, and she couldn't risk that today. She pulled on black leggings, a black cashmere turtleneck jumper, and tall, butter-soft boots. She had the sort of body that was easy to dress. Tall, lean, flexible. She looped a scarf around her neck and secured it with a vintage brooch. A chunky bracelet, gold earrings, and a basic black uniform was turned into something special and uniquely hers. It was a gift, she knew, this different way of seeing fashion. One that had propelled her from sales assistant to head of the famous personal shopping department at Gilda, the most exclusive store in New York. It was said that she dressed everyone from the First Lady to Lady Gaga, but Claire would never confirm that. She was a woman who knew how to keep secrets. Claire examined her reflection in the mirror. Her skin was still flawless at 42. The wide-set sea-blue eyes were steady as she studied herself. She knew from hard experience that the reddish tint spreading over half her face would soon turn a bluish-purple, then green, and finally a sickly yellowish-brown. With grim determination and a skilled hand, Claire set to work trying to cover the still tender bruises. A mixture of yellow and white cover-up first, the green color-correcting primer, then a coating of foundation, thick but subtle. She rarely wore makeup of any sort, and if the coverage was too obvious, a friend would notice. She added a bit of carefully placed blusher and a bright lipstick to focus the attention. As an afterthought, she pulled out a pair of oversized sunglasses with pink lenses from the drawer and put them on. People wore sunglasses inside all the time. You don't, she reminded herself, and reluctantly removed the glasses, shook her mane of rich auburn hair loose from its clip, and inspected her handiwork. A sob caught in her throat. This time, her skill had failed her. The carefully covered bruises looked like what they were. Battle scars. She hit speed dial on her mobile. It's just a slight fever, she told Sasha, praying that her friend wouldn't sense that she was lying. I'm going to crawl into bed and watch reruns of Downton Abbey.
Sounds decadent. Maybe I'll stop by after lunch and join you?
No. Claire did her best to sound light-hearted. I'm a germ factory. Toxic.
If you recall, I have the immune system of a dinosaur, Sasha laughed. I haven't been sick since your daughter shared her chickenpox with me 14 years ago.
Claire couldn't help smiling. Sasha always had that effect on her, even in the worst of times. They had been best friends since meeting on the train in 1992, 20 years ago. Then they had been young brides filled with hope and excitement and dreams of happily ever after. Soon, there were four of them who met every weekday on the 827 Westport to Grand Central Express train. Julia and Paulina got on the train in Fairfield and saved the four-seater in the third carriage back. Claire and Sasha got on in Westport with coffee and croissants. On that train to Manhattan, the four of them had shared their lives, the triumphs as well as the struggles to balance the careers they loved with family life. More recent
sample complete. Ready to continue?